This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2307. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. This edition recorded August 7th. Belarus, Canada, China, Colombia, Congo, Cuba, Czechia, Ecuador, Finland, Germany, Indonesia, Israel, Koreas, Kurdistan, Malaysia, Netherlands, Nigeria, Norfolk Island, North America, Puerto Rico, Russia, Spain, Sweden, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Tony Pavic refers us to an article in the National Catholic Register, ncregister.com, about a freelance journalist for Radio Liberty having been jailed in Belarus on a 5-year sentence. This person is a Catholic father as well. The National Catholic Register is owned by the parent of WEWN, Eternal Word Television Network. The curious aspect is that the NCR and EWTN have given full-throated support to Trump and neglect to mention his complicity in killing USAGM, says Tony Pavic. Last week we had a report about CHIN Toronto having been downgraded from a high-power station on 1540 to a daytime only and then to a low power on 900 kHz, to which Ben Dawson replies, "The most interesting thing about CHIN is that it was originally one of the very few, and so far as I'm aware, even the only daytime-only licensed Canadian AM. With short winter days in much of the country, Canada had a policy of not licensing them, perhaps as a spectrum management method. One wonders if the U.S. had it not licensed daytime-only stations, things might have been better as well. Daytime-only AM operations are almost entirely a North American phenomenon in the U.S. and Mexico, not followed much, if at all, in the rest of the world." Meanwhile, Terry Kruger in Florida was still hearing CHIN on 1540, July 31st at 0608, under ZNS1 Bahamas, and a Mexi-Texan with South Asian vocals from Toronto, parallel to the station stream. He says the first logging I've had in ages of CHIN, supposedly no longer 50 and 30 kilowatts, and daytime only, but it's not, heard at 0608 UT. Canadian flight weather from Trenton Military was missing in late July, from 6754 at night, 15034 in the daytime upper sideband. But from the 1st of August, Richard Langley and I have been hearing it some of the time, including time checks only 2 minutes slow. It continues to be quite unreliable. Major topic in Gilles Letourneau's World of Utilities column in the August CIDX Messenger is, National Defense announces progress on the Arctic Over-the-Horizon Radar Project. Yes, in Canada there is a new OTH radar project. They don't go into detail, but we know if it is OTH radar, it's got to be operating on shortwave, a potential cause of more interference. The project is anticipated to reach initial operational capability by the end of 2029, ultimately requiring 4 sites, 2 transmit and 2 receive. And property for this has been acquired in Ontario. And in broadcast dialogue, CanadianSpelling.com via Sheldon Harvey, CBC Radio-Canada has confirmed it has been asked to participate in a federal government expenditure review that would require the public broadcaster to cut up to 15% of its total budget over the next 3 years. China, Firedrake or Fire Dragon jamming is seldom heard anymore. That's instrumental traditional music with lots of percussion rather than programming from CNR1. But here are some reports of it from Wolfgang Büschel on August 5th. He was hearing it on 15200. Against Taiwan at 2202, also on 15340 at 2208. That's against Sound of Hope. Note that SOH is usually off frequency, but the jammers are exactly on frequency. Paul Walker in Alaska also heard some Firedrake on 17650, August 5th at 1906, but Unclear what they're jamming. Nothing else is scheduled there. Quite some discussion in the IRCA group about Colombia's network Radio Cadena Nacional, RCN. There are reports that it is being restructured. They have a number of sub-networks and names are being changed. Station affiliates are being rearranged. It's all rather confusing so far. RCN and its five-note sounder are still heard on some stations, says Mark Connolly, such as 610 HJKL La Cariñosa in Bogotá. Radio Congo in Brazzaville is still being heard sometimes on 6115. Manuel Mendez in Spain was hearing it until closing at 1827 on August 1st and 1856 on August 2nd. Here's another Cuban that's 1 kilohertz off frequency on 921 kilohertz. Radio Progreso, Terry Kruger reports, heard July 25th at 0232. David Crawford got a bearing on it and thinks it's the station in Pilon Granma. Via BCDX, Dr. Hans-Jürg Wiener says the next planning conference for the B-25 season of HFCC will take place in the Czech Republic, August 25th to 29th. Filed under Ecuador Non, this about HCJB Germany, 3995, off the air. Sebastian Suter said it seems the Venermoor transmitter has been off the air for at least 2 weeks as of August 3rd. 5920, however, still on the air. Don't know about their other frequency, 7365. Mauno Rudo replies, I heard 7365 with audio in the morning, but later open carrier or extremely low modulation. Alex Miatnikov in Ukraine explains, that's the usual state of affairs at HCJB Deutschland, frequencies on and off for indefinite periods of time. For example, 7365 was off from May 2024 until March 2025. The program schedule on their website is from March 2022, and they don't care. However, at least one frequency is always on. Finland, Radio Blacksmith Noll, KNOLL, on 6120, planned to be on the air the weekend of August 9th and 10th, possibly continuously, 24 hours each day, as they are authorized. Via Manuel Mendez and Rolf Bender, Atlantic 2000 will be on the air this Saturday, 9th of August, from 08 to 9 UT on 6070 and 9670 from channel 292 in Germany. It originates in France. And here's another special broadcast from SM Radio de Salle for the 10th of August, Sunday, at 11 to 12 with 10 kilowatts on channel 292, 6070, and also with 100 kilowatts via now in Germany on 6095. And then they repeat at 16 on 6070. That's according to Max Berger at the station. Also via channel 292 is the monthly Uncle Bill's Melting Pot, Friday, August 15th at 17 on 6070 and at 21 UT on 3955, and repeated Sunday the 17th at 17, aimed eastward on 9670. This time presenting music from Syria and the Syrian diaspora. The new RRI Program 3 transmitter from Indonesia has led to lots of monitoring, especially in Australian DX news. The trouble is it keeps changing frequencies. Originally it was on 7300 and then 7330 and 7335 and back to 7300. No telling which frequency it will be on the next time you manage to hear it. Ron Howard has been monitoring it a lot. On August 5th and 6th, it was on 7300 from 0926 UT. Also via remotes until sign-off at 1654. Location still not known, but the time checks are for Western Indonesia, UT plus 7. Now it apparently has some official status via Zakliangas, was this message via FB. We are pleased to confirm that RRI Program 3 news channel is now also available via shortwave at 7300 as part of our effort to broaden the reach of RRI services to international audiences. We hope it provides more diverse listening choices for shortwave audiences worldwide. Warm regards, the team of public relations and international cooperation. According to Ofer Bart in Israel via Idun's minimum wave info, The IDF Galei Tzahal station no longer broadcasts on medium wave, 945 and 1287 kHz. Those transmitters have been closed for good. It continues on FM. August 3rd at midnight 58 UT, I had a very fast marker on CW, 9963, VVVDE4XZ, repeating over and over. This has been discussed in the World of Radio group as a new naval frequency from Haifa, Israel. Alan Holder, Zach Liangas, John Hudak, and Walt Salmon have heard it. It has often been suggested that 4XZ is an espionage station rather than for military communications. You can see how it's portrayed at priyom.org, P-R-I-Y-O-M. JRX in Brazil also heard it August 3rd at 2248 on 10231. Voice of Korea, that is the North, has been having problems getting the right language on the right frequency at the right time, according to scheduling. Andy Reid says, Korean instead of English, at 13 UT August 2nd on 11710, and the transmitter kept dropping out. And Tony Pavic says, similar foul-up on 13760 at 18 UT July 31st. French was heard instead of scheduled English. And Matt Francis in Australia on July 25th says 9650 VOK turned up here with English news at 2120. Should be in Japanese, but that seemed to be on 13760 instead of English. So maybe a switching error. Ron Howard in California reports on Voice of Freedom from South to North Korea. On August 6th at 10:15, it was back on 6045 from 5920. So far, it was totally free of any North Korean jamming. Also on August 6th at 18:19. On August 7th, it was missing from 6045, and it couldn't tell what was happening on 5920 due to jamming. KBS World Radio in the South may have some special programming on August 15th, the 80th anniversary of liberation from Japanese colonial rule. They had invited listeners to send some messages of congratulation, but the deadline for that is already passed, via Dr. Hans-Jürg Wiener in BCDX. Kurdistan non Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight has some thoughts about the radio war between Turkey and Dengagel. When the Turks settled on Dengagel's frequency, the jamming does not last for long. I'm wondering who actually is monitoring the situation. I guess there are receivers at both Emirler Turkey and Gavar Armenia, and it's the transmitter operator who is listening and making the necessary adjustments. With 12 hours of daily broadcasting, it must be quite an arduous task to keep on top of the situation. The Armenian engineer is quicker to make the changes, having just one HF transmitter in operation. With up to 5 transmitters at Emirler on the air at once, the workload is greater for the Turkish operator, hence the delay. I doubt whether the monitoring is carried out elsewhere and communicated directly to the transmitter stations. This was the case with the sophisticated jamming setup by the Soviets and their allies against unfriendly Western broadcasts. Ron Howard has been monitoring the only active Malaysian shortwave frequency, 11665. We usually refer to it as YFM, but that's just one of the programs it carries. He was hearing Radio Tau, TAU, at 0650 to 7UT August 5th, via remote in Indonesia. And that was in the Lunbawang language. After 07, it was a segment for Radio Kayan, K-A-Y-A-N, and Miri FM. Many IDs and singing jingles in the Kayan language. Netherlands, or maybe not, about free radio service Holland via New Zealand DX Times, email from them from the operator on July 31st. In June, I was struck by the sudden passing of my dear life companion. Someone with whom I shared my life for so many years was suddenly taken away from me. You will understand why the 2025 edition of our annual Summer Splash did not take place on July 27th or August 3rd. However, on August 10th, planned for the third Summer Splash, there will be a special memorial broadcast between 1852 and 2105 UT on 7700 and 9300 and 5990 and 5840 or slightly higher or lower. The Media Magazine you monitor with your mind. World of Radio 2307, a non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Robert W. Gruska in Glendale, New York, who sent a postal money order to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, too. WORADIO@yahoo.com. Via Mike Cooper, here's another story about Voice of Nigeria planning to resume shortwave. It's from Guardian.ng on the 4th of August. The Director General of VON has stated the organization's commitment to institutional reform, digital expansion, enhanced national service. Efforts are underway to reposition VON as a global public broadcaster, an instrument of national power, including the planned reactivation of VON's 250-kilowatt DRM transmitter, dormant for over a decade. It will enable resumption of shortwave broadcasting, extending VON's reach across Africa and beyond. On the other hand, also via Mike Cooper, from Premium Times Nigeria, outrage as governor shuts down independent radio station. Badegi FM radio in Minna, on the order of Governor Umar Bago. Amnesty International strongly condemned the lawless and repressive order to close Badegi 90.1 FM Radio Minna, an independent source of news for the people of Niger State. Edward Kusilik in Alberta was delighted to receive a QSL for that Radio DX broadcast from Norfolk Island a few years ago on 5045, in which we also participated. So perhaps more QSLs will be forthcoming. Otherwise, on Norfolk Island, from Todd Emsley, ICDX via New Zealand DX Times, the 1566 kHz station is now listed at MW List with only 40 watts, just enough power to cover the small island. It's funded by the Norfolk Island Regional Council. Radio Norfolk also retransmits ABC from Australia and RNZ. North America, presumably, Nightfly Radio tells me they'll be on the air this Saturday evening at 8 p.m. Central on 15070. That is UT Sunday, August 10th at 0100. Via the Bonaire remote, Zachliangas was hearing a station on 1660 with a strange ID, August 4th at 0830. Listening to his recording, I could tell it was Lighthouse 360. Yes, the English word and the Spanish numbers for 360. That's WGIT in Puerto Rico. But looking at their website, all one word, farodesantidad.com, they misspell the word lighthouse. From novosibdx.info via RustDX, this about the flight weather station at Novosibirsk. It's active every hour between the 8th and the 15th minute and 38 to 45. On 2869 USB during the dark, 11318 USB in the daytime, around the clock on 8888 USB, and on AM 6693. Spain's North American frequency, 15500, continues to be off the air, but on the others I heard a bombshell announcement on the Wednesday, August 6th broadcast at 2205. It seems their token English of 3 times 30 minutes per week is about to become even more token. I quote exactly what Marilyn Quintana said. As of Monday, the 1st of September, a new season begins for the English language broadcast of Radio Exterior, bringing with it a few changes. From that date, we will broadcast only once a week on Wednesdays at 10 a.m. UTC. We remind listeners that you can listen to our programs any time of the day on the Internet, mobile device app, and digital terrestrial television, and by satellite. Of course, shortwave is currently not on the air at that hour. Stephen, Luce, and I are wondering if they meant to say 10 p.m. UT, which would be the current time of 2200. Johannan suggests this may also affect other language services. Sweden, more sad passings to note in shortwave bulletin. RFK says, Lars Redén left us at the age of 90 on July 18th, and Jan-Erik Riff passed away at the age of 96 on July 27th. Two of Sweden's foremost DXers gone within a little more than 1 week, and they were both, of course, involved in Sweden calling DXers. UK and communication of the British DX Club. The closure date for BBC Radio 4 on longwave 198 kHz will be 26 September 2026. I'm wondering if that's a typo for 2025, but I hope not. Lots more press about the Voice of America situation via Mike Cooper from Reporters Without Borders, RSF.org. Sub-Saharan Africa community radio programs shut down. Access to information in jeopardy after Voice of America suspension. The Trump administration's brutal dismantling of VOA has created a worrying information vacuum, particularly in rural areas of Africa, and it goes into considerable detail. However, Alexander Myatnikov points out that RFI and BBC are still in Africa with extensive coverage on FM. By the numbers, measuring the loss of VOA around the world is at this website, which I recommend highly, savevoa.com. Lots of charts and statistics about VOA's coverage. Contact your representatives and urge them to keep VOA alive. From Washington Post, August 4th, via Mike Cooper. VOA director fired after declining reassignment to low-level post. Curry Lake tried to dispatch Michael Abramovitz to North Carolina. When he refused, she fired him. He called it an illegal reassignment to run the Greenville station. Also via Mike Cooper, more about this at thedesk.net about August 5th, headlined, USAGM fires Voice of America director Michael Abramovitz. Of course, conveying exact websites orally is not an option on this show, but members of the World of Radio IO group can either see the stories or links to them directly. Some interesting recollections in Columbia Journalism Review, CJR.org, August 4th. Joseph McCarthy's War on Voice of America, a largely forgotten campaign of harassment and persecution from the 1950s that still echoes today. Another new time for World of Radio has appeared on WRMI. It is Wednesday at 2330 UT on 9395. That's aimed north-northwest across eastern North America. Did you know you could hear CBS Television's 60 Minutes on the radio? I ran across it on WBBM 780 Chicago. UT Monday, August 4th, after 0500. That is midnight central, although it's on their schedule as 1 hour earlier at 11 p.m. central. At least on August 2nd and 3rd, at various times between 06 and 07 UT, I was hearing a daytimer in Minnesota on 1190. It's KKOJ. In Jackson, Minnesota, right next to Iowa, country format, 5 kilowatt directional daytimer. From Washington Post, August 1st, via Mike Cooper. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting announces shutdown following funding loss. Trump's successful campaign to strip federal money to NPR and PBS effectively ended the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. CPB President and CEO Patricia Harrison said, "Despite the extraordinary efforts of millions of Americans who called, wrote, and petitioned Congress to preserve federal funding for CPB, we now face the difficult reality of closing our operations." CPB told most of its employees that their positions would be cut on September 30th. Another Washington Post story, August 6th. "Can NPR do without federal funding? Its CEO says she is optimistic." Catherine Mayer is leading the public radio organization and member stations through their biggest crisis in decades, but she thinks they will weather it. NPR is perhaps better positioned for a new era without federal funding than PBS, which relies on taxpayers for about 15% of its annual budget. By contrast, NPR only gets about 1%, but many of its member stations, especially those in rural America, are far more dependent on federal funding, creating a ripple effect that Mayer said greatly amplified the cut's impact on the network itself. From SWLing.com via RustyX, SWLing Post contributor Tom Gavaris says he's posted almost all of his shortwave QSL cards online, representing more than 210 broadcast countries. They can be viewed at radiotapes.com/QSL/, all lowercase. Tom's collection spans decades of shortwave radio history and includes verification cards from a vast range of international broadcasters. Also via SWLing.com, someone named Paul has a treasure trove of 1980s shortwave interval signals and idents. It's at archive.org, at shortwave_memories, or via stwelding.com. Once again this year, Professor Frederick Matos is running a radio frequency spectrum management training course online from Anne Arundel Community College. The next class begins September 5th, and registration is now open. The course number is OCA-559. For more information, you can email him, fmatos@aacc.edu. In the NASA Journal, a final reminder that the 2025 Madison-Milwaukee get-together for DXers and radio enthusiasts will be Saturday, August 16th from 1 to 9:30 p.m. at Shelter 2, Cam Rock County Park, 68 County Highway B in Cambridge, Wisconsin, hosted by Flash Sheet editor Mark Taylor. It's an all-band event bringing together a diverse group of hobbyists who have one thing in common, a love of radio. Expect an afternoon of good fellowship and lots of DX talk in an informal atmosphere. Please RSVP to Mark Taylor, markokpik@gmail.com, or phone or text him at 608-225-2690. There are opportunities to DX during the event, and a few informal demonstrations are anticipated. If you like, bring along radios, antennas, station souvenirs, QSLs, photos, logbooks, or any show-and-tell items to share with the group. The purpose, since its founding in 1994, has been to promote camaraderie among all DXers and radio hobbyists. A mysterious 100-year solar cycle may have just restarted, and it could mean decades of dangerous space weather. News by Harry Baker, published April 17th. New research suggests the unexpected intensity of the ongoing solar maximum may be partly tied to a lesser-known 100-year solar cycle. If true, solar activity could spike further in the coming decades, but some experts are skeptical. You can read about it at www.livescience.com. The propagation outlook from SWPC, issued August 4th, geomagnetic field expected to be active to G1 minor storm levels on August 11th to 15th, 18th to 22nd, and 25th to 30th. A and K indices peaking at 25 and 5 on August 11th and 19th, 20 and 5 on the 13th. Quietest dates of 5 and 2 are August 8th to 10th, 16th and 17th, 23rd and 24th. Solar flux rising from 130 August 11th to a peak of 155 August 17th to 19th, and down to 125 by August 30th. Consult our website for much more info, worldofradio.com. With many thanks to all our contributors and stations, hoping you'll hear me again next week. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2307 with a standard disclaimer.